Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
A Lifetime television movie. Here's a hint. It has to do with college admissions.
Yep. You knew it was going to happen, though.
I know. That.
Come
just
on. What
big,
is that?
It's the craziest irony I think I've ever heard in my life.
Is she going to play herself?
I don't know. Everybody keeps asking. So we'll get to that story, too. But first, it's Wednesday morning. Time for some Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
You must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
Olmo didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Steve.
Hello, Steve. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I know you guys are pretty good at figuring out if somebody's being cheated on. So I guess I need some help with that.
So you think you're being cheated on?
I'm not sure.
Okay, why don't you give us the details?
All right. So I got this girlfriend named Lindsay. We've been together for about 4 months. She works for a company that consults other companies and basically like tells them who they should fire and how to save money and all that kind of stuff.
So a consulting firm. Got it.
Yeah. So anyways, she has to travel a lot. And so a couple months ago when she was in D.C., she ran into her ex-boyfriend, this guy named Ryan. And she was honest about it. I mean, she was up front. She told me straight up, she's like, you'll never believe who I ran into while in D.C. So it's not like she was trying to hide anything from me.
Okay.
So as it goes, last month she had to go to Atlanta. And so I noticed she had this one picture of herself that she posted when she was out with, some of her coworkers. That's like completely cropped. So it almost cuts her off the edge of the picture. So I see that and I'm like, that's kind of weird. So I checked the Instagram page of one of the other girls in the picture, and it's the same picture. Only guess who was cut out of the photo?
Who?
Ryan, her ex-boyfriend, the one that she saw in D.C., and he was in Atlanta now at the same time as she.
Oh, so that's a little bit more than a coincidence then, isn't it?
I mean, I think I would be more worried that he was out partying with her and her coworkers.
Well, but yeah, so... I asked her about it, and because this time she didn't mention anything about it. I was like, you didn't tell me your ex is coming around now? She's like, what are you talking about? And I go, this picture of you guys in Atlanta. And she gave me this look like I found something I wasn't supposed to know. And
Okay. So did she have an explanation for him being there?
Yeah. She said, I guess he lives near there, and he used to work for the company she works at. So he came out to see a lot of the other people, that were there with her.
Okay. Do you believe that?
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you what I do think, though. I think he's texting her, but I think he's doing it through Instagram or something because I looked through her text messages and there's nothing in there for him.
Okay. So you think he slid in her DMs then?
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Okay. So you want us to find out if something's going on with your girlfriend and this ex?
Well, here's what I want to know. Okay. So she's got to go back to D.C. this weekend.
Okay.
And I mean, I would seriously like to know if this guy is going to magically out of the blue just happen to be in, you know, be in D.C. this weekend. Because if I find out that he is going to be in D.C., I'm driving up there, man.
I mean, you should just drive up there anyways. Don't even wait to find out. Just drive up there and spy on your girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, I would, but I got to take off. You know, I'd have to take off work to do it. So I guess I want to be sure.
What are the odds that this guy ends up in D.C. this weekend?
Well, wait. Here's the funny part, though. So I straight up asked Lindsay, is your ex just going to have to be in D.C. this weekend, too? And I was like, I was joking and stuff or whatever. And she just, like, rolled her eyes and was like, no. And then she said, actually, I have no idea where he's going to be because I never talked to him.
Well, that's a lie. I mean, we know she's talked to him at least twice, right? So you said her ex's name is Ryan, right?
Yeah, Ryan. I got his email, I got his Instagram, and I got a phone number.
Wow.
Detective.
Good work. I love it when people do their homework before calling Dirty Work. Okay, so you said that Lindsay said that he's not going to be in D.C. this weekend, right?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Okay, let's call up Lindsay then first, and let's see if we can find out where she's staying and then what kind of room it is. You know, like a double or a regular room. So first of all, we're going to need Lindsay's number.
All right, well, you know, she's probably not going to answer because she just left to the gym, and that usually means she won't answer her phone.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's try, and then we'll see what happens when we come back next. We tried to get a hold of Lindsay. I'm stalling because Shaggy keeps giving me the no sign.
Yeah, no answer at all.
No answer.
Nothing.
He said she's probably at the gym. So here's what we're going to do.
But I called a few times.
What we're going to do is we're going to call Ryan, the ex, and we're going to see if we can find out where he will be this weekend.
Yes.
And we think we have figured out an interesting way. A very creative way. To pull this off. So, we'll try to get him to admit if he's going to be home this weekend. He says he's going to be home this weekend. We got no issues.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. May I speak to Mr. Ryan, please?
This is Ryan.
Good morning, Ryan. My name is Mike Thompson, and I'm calling from the Department of Public Works. How are you today?
Doing just fine, thanks. How are you?
Just fine. So, the reason I'm calling is because I don't know if you saw any of our posted notices, but we're going to be performing a backwash of the city's water and sewage systems this weekend. So, we're advising all citizens in your area that you're going to be without running water for about 6 hours on Saturday afternoon. So, we're trying to let everybody know ahead of time in case you want to stock up on water for any reason before Saturday.
All right. And you said for how long?
About 6 hours on Saturday. Then everything returns to normal.
Okay. Well, I'll be out of town on Saturday anyway, so that's fine. That works. Whatever.
So you're going to be out of town. Well, now this will be for the greater metropolitan area, so unless you're going somewhere far away, you might still be affected.
No, I don't think it'll be a problem. I'm going to be in D.C.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that certainly won't be a problem over there. All right. Well, you have a good trip and have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Steve?
Yeah?
Yeah, her ex is definitely going to meet up with her.
Yeah, I knew it.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to call off work Saturday for sure, and I guess I'm driving up there.
Are you going to confront them in person?
I don't know. I haven't even decided yet.
Okay, well, don't hang up. Because I have an idea.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.